Hi, this is Celeste, and this is the Celestial Report. And I do have some breaking news that I wanted to get out to you. I do realize it is the holiday season, and happy belated Thanksgiving to you all, and upcoming Blessed Christmas and Hanukkah and whatever you celebrate. But unfortunately, the powers that be do not take a break during this time. Typically, this is a very busy season for them. And so we do have quite a bit on the table that you need to know right now so that when you're out and about, you can make wise decisions and get what you need and understand what's going on the international and the national level. So what I'm going to do is share my screen so that you can see exactly where I'm going. And you are going to see my inbox, because that's where we're going to start, because that's where I first found everything out. So I'm going to go to the first one that I got this, well, I guess I got it late last night. And so you are going to notice a huge difference in food. Remember, I told you a year ago, August, that food would start being sold at 1/1000th of a calorie. That's what the United Nations wanted, or DARPA wanted it at by the molecule. So we are starting that process. We are also seeing a phase in that everybody basically needs identification. And of course, they're going to help stop Alzheimer's, but we're not going to really go into that. But it is interesting to notice that not only is Bill Gates interested in the vaccinations for pathogens, he's now Dr. Bill Gates, and he's going into Alzheimer's. So I find that very interesting that his philanthropy now includes Dr. Bill Gates. So here you go. 1 billion people have no legal identity, and they're basically talking about an app, but that is very deceiving, because basically the app is going to be inside of you with the hydrogel and the quantum dot. But let's just go there for just a second so that you can see. They want everybody into the system, from healthcare to voting, and that everybody would be able to prove who they are. That has been the plan all along. And on Monday, I will be doing some documentation on that and showing you that documentation of proof of identity. But there was something in here, and you can go to these links. This is at the weforum.org agenda 2020. And this is pretty much talking about a smartphone, but you know, the smartphone is only a stepping stone. So this is what they want your digital identity to cover. It will cover your healthcare, financial services, food and sustainability, travel and mobility, humanitarian response, e-commerce, social platforms, e-government, telecommunications, and smart cities. And this, they say, is going to be an app on your phone. But as I said, it is going to be the hydrogel. It will be the quantum dot in your body, because cell phones can be stolen and they are not reliable. And they, just so you know, the first blockchain baby has been born. This is part of the new humans. So those new humans that I was talking about that are created in the lab and then augmented and enhanced are part of the blockchain. And the first baby has been born in the blockchain. So that is something that you really need to be aware of. Now we're going to see the depopulation ramp up to make room for the new humans that are not really human at all. Okay, so that covers that particular one. And then I think we're going to go into the food. Let's get that out of here. So this is really what you need to see. Eat like it matters. Your food choices impact the planet. So here we go. Here goes the limiting of the food. What they were talking about is about 4 grams of a protein that would be a laboratory or an insect protein a week. And then it will go down from there. But that's going to be a goal for 2021. So you need to figure out how you're going to secure protein. We really cannot live without protein. It affects our energy, our immune system, every part of our body. And they're saying that, you know, that they're talking about, you know, we've got to get rid of the global greenhouse gas, can't even say it. But here's what's really interesting. There is a dramatic decline in biodiversity. That's by them. That is by design. It is not really the truth. And it says that basically you eating your regular Thanksgiving meal or Christmas meal or everyday meal is putting us in the 6th mass extinction level event. Now, you all know I've been talking about the 6th mass extinction level event for some time, and it has to do with the cycles in time, cosmologically, Earth. There is a convergence of all the cycles between 2020 and 2050. It has absolutely nothing to do with your dinner plate or lunch plate or breakfast plate. But they are going to be harping on this and say, you know, it's your dinner plate that's causing all this greenhouse gas, blah, blah, blah. And so what do they want you to do? They want you to eat a plant-rich diet, but because of the coming grand solar minimum, it's going to be get colder and colder, except in some different locations that traditionally or anciently did have, like the Sahara Desert, for instance, had a lot of rainfall and were able to grow crops. And China conveniently bought up all that area. So, moving right along, they want diversity on your dinner plate. They said you get 40% of your calories from rice, wheat, and maize, and 75% of the world's food comes from just 12 plants and 5 animal species. And I've got to say that is really probably very accurate, and that we really should eat a more balanced diet. I know that that's what I try and do, incorporate all the different phytonutrients, which I eat by the colors of the rainbow, trying to get all those different phytonutrients into my body and micro minerals, micronutrients, instead of having to buy supplements. They're also talking about repurposing waste, you know, composting, that type of thing, which that's fine. You know, I don't have a problem with composting. I do it here. So this was actually a pretty interesting article on a history of 5 foods of the world. You know, I don't go with the whole agenda thing, but it really was kind of a interesting thing that meat has been eaten supposedly for 2.5 to 2.6 million years old. And cereals date back to about 12,000 years. So that's pretty interesting, because that was the last big cycle is the 12,000 years, and we are coming up on that cycle once again. And then spices, it talks about the spice trade beginning about 4,000 years ago. And then potatoes, talking about the potatoes and that they probably were originated in the Peruvian Andes. So anyway, I thought that this was pretty interesting. And avocados, I'm finding that they're unreliable right now. Are they genetically modified something? I don't know, but I get an avocado, I bring it home, and the next day it's rotten. So that is an indicator to me that it either has a high fungal load or it's been GMO'd. So then there is going to be a new food system through food innovation hubs. And this is basically bringing your AI technology into agriculture. And it's really sad. I predicted this, like I did a ham book when I was fighting the National Animal Identification System. And it was really kind of sad that I was forecasting this. Actually, I think I still have one of the articles about it. It's called Precision Farming. And now it's called Bold Actions for Food as a Force for Good. And so this is kind of talking about utopia, the urban, sorry, I've got a cramp in my finger, an affluent consumer in utopia. So they're trying to tell us that this is utopia when we use an app called idea.io, which is AI. And so we're going to see this real push to get all farming metriced out, AI controlled, because that way it will control the air, the nutrient density, the water, the whole 10 yards. And it's going to be in the blockchain. And there's going to be innovation accelerators. So it's basically going to put out, you know, traditional farming. You're not going to be allowed to do that. There's these food innovation hubs, innovation with a purpose initiative to leverage this. I can give you, well, I'm going to go to the end of this and then I'll come back up for the future of food so we can take a peek at that. This is what they're basically going to do. They're going to focus on local challenges and opportunities through country-led approaches, build on existing initiatives and partnerships to build and scale and impact. Of course, these are all UN mandates that go down to the local level. And then they're going to enable smart partnerships with multiple sectors, food, tech, finance, that type of thing. And they're going to build trust, ownership, and the UN is going to own it all, and a common vision. And you have to be that global citizen, or you won't be in farming in the days to come. So let's go up here, and I just want you to see, because this is our future of food, if it's going to do it. Yep. I thought future of food might be up on the top, but it's not going to be. So we're going to have to scroll through. Future of food. Now remember, you have to sign up to get into this part, but it will give you a summary. So what's coming in 2021, there's going to be a huge focus on nutrition and health, but from a laboratory standpoint. Remember, the goal is nothing from nature. It is going to be food technology and innovation. So it's going to be engineered food, not food growing in nature as you have traditionally known it. Agricultural inclusivity. I don't even know what that is. Let's see, economic progress, youth perspectives, workforce, gender parity, education and skills, and aging. I have no idea what that includes, why that's in there. They are going to make value chain efficiency. So they're going to make agriculture really efficient through technology, or so they say. There's going to be a demographic and demand shift, and that is engineered. That is weaponized food, and it's coming your way. Here is the environmental footprint, and in the UN and the World Economic Forum's own words, they say that you cannot take anything from nature any longer. So we need to start reducing our environmental footprint until we no longer exist. That is basically what it is saying. So this gives you, if you want to explore this, if you do sign up, it is free. It gives you what it is. And then this is real time. This is artificial intelligence, and it is bringing you all the different publications real time. There's videos that you can look at having to do with the future of food. And then you can also, if you're interested in the data, and this particular one doesn't have data, and that is because they are not releasing anything until January. In January, I am noticing in the science journals, there's all sorts of new journals coming online in January that are weaponized food, engineered foods, and they are just showing you a peek, but they are not discussing what's in it. I've been watching what they have been doing, which is scary enough, but now that they have these very specific journals, and I will be showing those to you in the days to come, probably in early January, but right now we're in the buildup. And then there are small farms and why we must support them. But these are farms that have bought into the system, either at the UN level or United States level. So I didn't see this Food 2020. So let's just push it and see what happens. Oh, we need to start eating weeds. There you go. We need to start nurturing and eating the weeds, which I do. That's called wildcrafting, and that's what the pioneers used to do. The problem is, as that many of them have been destroyed in the war against invasive species. So they've got like a cocktail of five different herbicides on them so that when you eat them, they're all in the Agent Orange class. So see, as you can tell, they really are going to start going for our food system. This is all things from this year. So you need to be aware that your food, enjoy it this month. And like I said, get what you think that you're going to need. As of January 1st, I would not trust anything commercial. It may look like food, but it is engineered, it is weaponized, it is it's a depopulation mechanism or tool. So get what you need now. And then the other thing that I just wanted to let you know about is that the Great Reset is going to start in January. That's it. They are ready to kick it off. It's going to kick off with the Davos committee. And so let's see, they're talking about vaccines being the light at the end of the tunnel. And I found that was really interesting because it has many different semantic reason or different semantic understandings. They were talking about the Paris Peace Forum. There's something called JID. And there's Imperial Social Enterprise, a VAC equity, a global system. Let's push that. What they want to do is give low-cost vaccines to low and middle income countries, especially in the United Kingdom and overseas. So if you live in the UK or overseas, you are being targeted, especially for this particular pathogen vaccine. And you can tell it is, this is the acronym BXT. So if you see that, you'll know that that is part of the program. And there's a trial plan for October. And but I thought I saw in this that the human trials were, they've already done some human trials, but they were ready to, where is that? Oh, they were ready to test on animals and prepare human trials within 14 days in January. So they're ready to roll this thing out big time. And as you can see, a lot of UK of course, they're going to do a lot of messaging, and this is also through the UK, but the United States does their own messaging. So they're hoping that that is going to reduce vaccine skepticism. Good luck with that. So anyway, if you want to read this, this is, I can put this up on my website. If you're interested, jot me a note and I'll put it up on my website. And you can read it for yourself or you can find it. And here's the platform economy can unlock prosperity for billions and billions of workers. So they're really going to push that. You know, we're all going to get rich from this new system that of platform economy, as they call it. And, you know, it's no different than gambling. We're not going to get rich from it, but they're going to tell us, they're going to give us whatever carrot we will go for. New champions in community. And these are just basically new high growth companies within the fourth industrial revolution, which is the Great Reset. And where jobs are going in the future. And as you can see right here, drives me crazy. I wish I knew how to get rid of those notifications, but I don't. So back we go. Unfortunately, I know. So they're going to do social protections as part of a part of the workforce and employment, reskilling people. You will be working until you drop over dead, inclusive labor markets, job creation and entrepreneurship. Basically, those are virtual type of jobs. Nothing tangible. Not tangible products. We're moving into a virtual realm, digital work design and new models for work. The problem is we, you know, you really need to eat real food. You can't eat digital food. Well, they say that they can 3D print food, but good luck. You know, I don't. And I didn't even read the how COVID will impact our cities long term. But as you can see, I mean, I usually get only one of these a week, and I got two this week. So they are ramping it up, getting ready for the conference next month. And they are also talking about migration. And there is going to be migration during these cycles when they hit the earth. People did migrate because climate changes, food sources, water changes. So there will be quite a bit of migration. So that's all I wanted to bring to you for now. I am going to have some in-depth stuff on Monday. But for right now, I just wanted to give you a heads up, especially on the food, that they are really 2021 and food, they're going to start really going for your taking away your food. So you need to be prepared in that way. You need to prepare your loved ones, however you want to do that. And then also be aware that the Great Reset will probably kick off next or in January, about the middle of January. So what that means, you know, if you have financial assets that you need to secure or whatever you're going to be doing, you might want to spend December doing it, last minute preps, however that is. And remember, you know, we can only do what we can do. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, why even worry about it if all this stuff is going to happen? Because you were born for this time and this season. You have a calling and a purpose. You were created in the divine image of God. And He has you here. He has given you all the tools to do what He wants you to do. And use your gifting. You know what your gifting is. It's not the same as those in your family, and it's different than your neighbors. You may be good at one thing, and they may be good at another thing. But what we have to really do, this is a war against humanity. This is an edict for our annihilation. So we have to war back. And how do we war back? By being human. Embrace it, celebrate it, celebrate this holiday season with your friends and family and loved ones, and just realize that it is really truly a gift from God. And each day we should be just thanking Him for our many blessings that we do have and the silver linings that come even with this season of 2020 and going into 2021. So this is Celeste from the Celestial Report, and I will see you next week with some more additional news that you need to know. Have a great weekend.